It was a busy week for the Arizona Coyotes last week. After Andrew Barraway bought out the minority owners in the team earlier in the month, the Coyotes traded away their top goalie, Mike Smith, told their captain, Shane Doan, that he would not be offered a contract, and parted ways with their coach, Dave Tippett. And that's to say nothing of last week's NHL draft. With me to talk about the state of the Coyotes is Sarah Hall, managing editor of Five for Howling. That's SB Nation's site for the Arizona Coyotes. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Not a problem.
So what is going on with this team?
Well, a lot of people think the bottom is falling out, and a lot of people think that they are on the upward swing. It just kind of depends what you think about what happened in the last 10 days, really.
So make the argument for the bottom falling out, first off.
Losing Shane Doan the way they did, how it all came out, how it was perceived by a lot of the Coyotes that it was a disgrace. How could you do this to the captain? And then a lot of people going, you have a 40-year-old who barely put any points up last year, who was really dragging down a lot of the team. So is it good or is it bad? I think we're on the up. They're on the upswing.
And what are the arguments for that besides, you know, not getting rid of, but maybe not having a 40-year-old player who wasn't performing as well on the ice as he did earlier in his career, maybe making way for some of the younger players?
If you look at the Coyotes, when there was a game against Dallas towards the end of the season, I believe it was about three games before, the average age of the team was 22.9 years old. That is the future of the team. The team is very young. When you say you have a veteran in Oliver Ekman-Larsson and he is 25, you kind of know that the team is very, very young. The players that they did bring in this week in some of the trades, Nick Hjalmarsson, he is 30. Derek Stepan.
Ancient.
I know. Derek Stepan just turned 27, and Antti Raanta is 28. So it's starting to bring down the median, the age of the group, but it's still going to be a very, very young team.
I want to ask about the search for a new coach. Tippett was there for a while and went through a lot of sort of the trials and tribulations of the team and the ownership situation. Will it be a challenge, do you think, given what's been going on with the Coyotes, given the fact they still don't really have a permanent place to play, will it be a challenge to find somebody who wants to coach this team?
It could. When they're looking for a coach, they're going to want to look for someone who is geared towards offense and young players. A lot of names that have been dropped are Todd Nelson. He used to coach the Oklahoma City Barons. He just coached the Grand Rapids Griffins.
Minor league teams.
Minor league teams, AHL, for the Red Wings, and they just won the Calder Cup, which is the top for is the cup for the AHL. You also hear names like Sheldon Keefe, who is the coach of the Toronto Marlies, also an AHL team. You may have to look at those types of coaches to coach a young team like this, even if your better players are starting to hit their peak. But most of the team is under 25.
You mentioned that you think this team is on the upswing. How long do you think it will be, assuming the team stays here, that before this team is really making noise and maybe making a push toward the playoffs?
Realistically, we were talking last year, the writers, all of us, 2 to 3 years. You have the talent, and Christian Dvorak showed that he is pushing for that number one center spot. He still needs a few years to develop. Dylan Strome needs to develop, and Ekman-Larsson, he's not going to start hitting his prime for another two or three years. So in 2 or 3 years, they will start competing and contending, and then in probably 4 to 6, they'll be in the cup, actually fighting for the cup finals.
Before I let you go, I have to ask, because this is the Coyotes and this has been a topic of discussion for I don't know how many years now. Are you hearing any talk that all of these moves are being done as sort of a precursor to the Coyotes potentially leaving the Valley?
The thing is, the Coyotes have always been Gary Bettman's pet project. He will not let them leave the Valley. When 2008, when the whole saga started with no ownership, he took the team back. And if Barraway does seem like he's wanting to flip the team so they can move them to, say, Seattle or Quebec City, I'm pretty sure Gary Bettman will stop that in its tracks.
Interesting. Sarah Hall is managing editor of Five for Howling, SB Nation site for the Arizona Coyotes. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Not a problem. It was great.